number 10. I am very happy that a vote on our program changes are to be expected. They are already there, but I will not tell them now. If I give you the wrong number, that's because something got omitted. The bankieri is out, thrown out. The bankieri. Please buy bankieri. We will not do that. And there are other changes, but I will let you know later. Number four. What do you want to do? Don't tell anybody. That's going to be in the new mind. For now, it's number 10. I keep the old number in the mind. And who has my new number? I know from experience from former years that the main problem with this will be, where are we? Please go through the verse number one, right? Then comes Elipano, and that was very invited, right? But you are not seeing four part there. The first time it's unisono. If you read the small writing, choir 1, 4 verse 5 only, which means after the first verse is just the cantus, just the melody. Then comes, after you turn your page 2, the second verse. Ah, it looks so nice with a violin clef. So it's not for you. It's for tenor and bass only. Please mark that, maybe you, so that you don't start singing there. That is verse 2, and the refrain again looks like you want to go. No, it's for tenor basis only. Now, folks, look at the tenor line, do you know where I am? Pick up the number 5 on the second page. Now, folks, look at the tenor line, you might want to help him there. Verse 3 is on page 3. So far, so good. That is women only. Please tell the bassist mark it so that you don't start singing here. That would be awful. Now there comes no page 4. But we go back to page number 1 for the fifth verse. And that is the way it's written there. And then you have the full refrain in 5 part. And the audience is included in some of the verses, not in all of them. But the first verse, you can see there's this little sign where it says down there, choir 2, all voices. That's when we invite the audience to sing along. Thank you very much. I forgot to say, after the first 3, we go back to the page 2. Because that is again for the tenors and basses. I forgot to say that. Which means it really is some people in situations like this have done the following, have printed page 1 and 2 again. So you can have all those verses one after the other. So we don't have to go back. So maybe it's not the wrong tactic to do that.
One more question on the bottom of page 2, the refrain. That's the top line is tenor 1 and tenor 2 and bass below.
What should
page,
I say?
Page 2, the refrain.
Oh, yeah. The refrain, I thought that the lower note of the upper line should be sung by tenor 2 and maybe 1 or 2 first basses. Dear bassist, did you listen? Do you know where I am? We'll try it out. Everybody.
Oh.
if it's inviting to sing five parts, the first time is unisono. And
rejoice, rejoice.
Again, the three lower voices,
rejoice, rejoice.
with the soprano, rejoice and
Rejoice in heaven.
whether the audience is supposed to sing along there. That would alter the concert thermos. Could you, so that we hear what's going on, have you sing the concert thermos with the basses? And let's see whether that makes it sticky and not so good. You sing the first one. I am in good touch with the four. According to the order one measure before the return, in order to save time.
Yes, yes.
Please, between the others. my beloved could be seeing that part as well, so that it gets a little stronger. Okay, what's the last time of the fun?
Rejoice, rejoice.
So, I think we have people practice to get to the third. That's everything you know. I'm afraid you didn't have that, so that makes it so too quiet.
Yeah.
So.
You have composite exclamation marks and semicolons. Is that what you're talking about, or you want explicit breath marks besides those?
Well, but you have, in your part, explicit breath marks, and so we're wondering if that is also true. So he wants to cut off the whole crew.
And which verse now? The beginning?
It would be bottom page of 3.
Yeah, and then
the rejoice.
Measure 5.
I stay again.
See, this picture would have the obvious right here. And then over here, they don't have that.
He's out of there. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, it makes sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Stay up. Without my conducting, one of the whole sequence.
Rejoice,
That's it. Michael, please come up in front.
Thank you, now.
No, I want him down in the third row. No. With the next piece, you have to be very nice. Because that has a story. I started my choir singing in a choir that was called Ubudista Po Hanufa. Ubudista is not very well known nowadays. He was my professor. I succeeded him to the voice choir. Could we have that a little more loud, Tom? I think they can hear me. He conducted the voice choir that I had for 25 years in Berlin. And he committed suicide because he was afraid that he would have to go to the war and be a soldier, and he quit his life. He has written wonderful music. If you want to listen to one of the most moving parts, but you have to know the words by Eduard Mörke, it's Mörke Kordiabu, the Buddhist of the best choir. So we did it also in the Norddeutsche Singchor. So please be nice and sing this piece with what he wants to have.
What piece? 18.
Did I not say that?
No.
It's a horse instrument.
Number 18.
That is, 18. So far, number
18.
You're talking about this one.
19. Yeah. Number 19.
No, Howard Rose. That's the English title of your program. We see the German Tom gave that to everybody. Es ist ein großer Sprung, Ugo Distra. Gut, dass ein Herr ist. Ihr habt? Okay.
One
age. Yes. He says, the chorale ganz schlicht, meaning and Schlicht is a nice German, just a second, Captain. Schlicht is a very nice German word, and you cannot translate it. It is not simple, it's not plain, it's something in that, but very positive. Simple has a little bit of...
Unpretentious,
that's a great word. And the German word Schlicht is very schlicht. So, you need to sing it very sweet. Yes, Captain.
I noticed at the top of the page it says verse 1, and then down at the bottom of the page it says verse 7. Are you
Now, what are we going to do about that? The seventh verse that is written down there is not so very nice. So, Dan went to the trouble to copy it, and you'll get the next time you get the page with the second verse written under the line.
Will you sing the...
No, we only sing two. At least decided for today. Tomorrow is another day. I don't know yet, but we'll see. The first part is in the first part. very light, very, very, not nothing. With a peak, I will see, I easiest way to get into it. It's easier to the other side of Okay, we get to the text later because you really have to pay a lot of attention to syllables and I'll take it back. Second syllables, Walter. We get to that a little later. Very nice job so far. Please, no words on da from the beginning, please. A very cautious start. It's in 3-2. It's not quarter notes, it's in 2. And Alten, die alten Summen von Jesse nahm die Art und hat ein Blümlein gebracht mitten im kalten Winter. Not mitten im kalten Winter, it's mitten im kalten Winter. Es should be quite clear, mitten im kalten Winter, wohl zu der halben Nacht. Any questions as far as colorful? Yes.
Can you record it?
The words?
Yeah. And send it to us?
Yes.
With the pen, we can't tell the difference between Walzer and Walzer.
Let me think. I can.
Thank you.
And even I think I will. If Karen reminds me.
Maybe even with the emphasis.
Oh yeah, a little exaggerated is what you mean.
Well, the syllables.
Yes, you know. I know what you mean. I will do that. Are you going to listen to it?
Yeah. Yes.
What was the nine?
I heard 10. Solo, and I don't want to do that to you. Good, huh?
Krista was nice enough to dig in her cupboard, and most of those things are from Krista, and it's just lent to us. So we are not supposed to do any drawings or any pages in there now. Just look at it. I want to give you a little bit of advice how to treat this piece. After it was composed, Pat came to our choir, and we had rehearsals with him. So I pretty much know what she wants. And she was rather pleased with what we did, but kept saying, no, a little quieter. No, wait a minute, a little bit more slowly. And then, I don't know where it is, there's, oh, in the second, third line, it says solo. And I had at that time not avoided, really was able to do that solo. And I asked him, could we maybe do it with three of the boys, singing the solo part? Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So that's got written here, 1, 2, 3. So, we'll do it with three. Because the responsibility for one solo soprano is much too big. There are people that conduct it like this. Result is that it gets counted, it gets all divided up. So even if the half notes are very slow, please always keep sticking to the half notes. Don't count quarter notes. Except for when you have to. So a little bit, a smaller portion of your being should go, but the main thing is, and sometimes a little support for, when you have your own music, which will be when, Tom?
Not when, probably in a few weeks, taking the ticket.
Still a few weeks?
Yeah,
so, since you're not supposed to paint those, it's a little hard to work on it.
But it's on a website. You can print it. It's okay now.
Yeah,
right?
It's okay if, they want, if you want to print it, that's fine.
It's on the website if you want to print it to it. Or study it from there. And I will let you know the next time exactly where I get off of this. It happens in the first line, right from the beginning. Will you be able to look at the music and see what I do at the same time? Try to pick your music up so that you can see what I'm showing. You see, I don't have to fumble like this. It's, if you count it right, it's always this quiet half beat. And, it goes on in measure 4. Then we have to measure because there are no measure numbers. If you have the right score, the second line starts, and that is what I mark with 2. It's after the double line. Now, that's, there's 2.
That's letter A.
Yeah, I've got A.
Yeah, you give us letters. Yeah, we have letters.
And then
we are next sheet, each third beat.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. Yes, I didn't know that. And I made my measure numbers according to that spot. So that's the bottom of it. I will do that with A and B. Okay, good. I am at letter B. So far, everything was following the 2 beat. I'm back at number B. Da, 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 da. you find the time and have it printed out, mark it where you cannot stick to the two beat, where you have to go to 1, 2, 3, 1, and your half beat has always to be da, 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 inside. But heavy, da, da, da. Let's do the very beginning.
Christian, before we go on, I'm unclear about what score I should be looking at. I thought that Ron put up the new score, my understanding was,
yes,
on his website. So
yes,
if I download it, then I should have that one. But what I'm looking at doesn't look like
this is
anybody else. Okay, so this is all.
This is this.
If you have this black mark from Universal Edition, then you have the white mark. And if you have my name on it, then it's the white mark. It does not, that's why it's numbered as well.
Okay,
this,
yes, okay, so what it was on Ron's website, which is on mine.
Ron, put the right one on his website. Yes, he did, I think he did. Can we try? Not repeat that? Soprano 1, soprano 2.
Now I have a question.
Yes.
Are you saying we aren't to make any marks at all?
It's a long time.
If you do it with a thick pencil, I would do it and then erase it when you do it again.
Measure numbers or anything?
Yeah.
You're going to get me ugly.
Are you going to review what the altitude is saying? That letter B last time, she had a single tense.
You mean in the second line, the upper note, the upper second of the tenor?
No, at letter B?
Yes, that's my rhythm too.
We sang with the tenors there?
But just the upper line.
There's only one tenor line at that position, right? At the letter B, there's only one tenor line.
What the heck? Which edition did you order, Tom?
One with your name on it.
Yeah, there are two.
It's whatever they have. I don't. It's the only one they have.
Okay. Apples, without the question, did you understand the question that was that I had?
Yeah. I don't have letters or numbers, so I don't know anymore.
Okay.
Perhaps we should, maybe
we
send something out over the week and we should do this next week?
No, that's fine.
That's what Kelly suggested the whole time. But I was eager to get to it. Let's try one and get out of it now. Let's try it. Beginning. Now. everybody. Go ahead, right? Let's celebrate.